Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 14, 1819, the keeper of the Bridgetown Cage, where runaway slaves were detained, issued a notice to slave owners to collect their runaway slaves. Confined in the cage were Tom William, who was owned by Thomas Harris, Fanny, owned by James Weathers, Billy, owned by John Callender, John, owned by John Mears, Sam, owned by William Addison, Isaac, owned by Mrs. Catherine Bourne, George, owned by Susanna Davis, and Joe, owned by John Godin. Carried in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, the notice was not unusual, as several notices had been published before. However, notices like these point to the wide-scale marinage, or enslaved persons endeavoring to escape the clutches of their masters. For instance, in the same paper, a reward of $8 was to be given for apprehending and delivering to John Simpson, or lodging in the cage, a black-skinned man about 30 years of age named James Mings, who was a tailor by trade. In giving additional details to secure Mings' capture, the notice stated that he was formerly the property of James Carrington and was well known in town and country. In the same paper, Richard Carter also ran a notice offering $8 reward for the apprehension of, and I quote, two deep black-skinned men, one a Barbadian about 5 feet 7 inches high called Joe and well known in town and country, the other an African, nearly the same height, having a scar on each temple, speaks broken English. He was called Copleyman, often seen working amidst a handcart gang, but known by the nickname John, end quote. With enslaved blacks escaping the island via vessels in the harbor, such notices warn persons of the penalty of prosecution for harboring or taking them off the island. Sadly, it is through notices like these carried in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, which described enslaved blacks and their occupations. And it is through this that we get a rare glimpse into some aspects of their lives.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.